Hello everyone and welcome to the Property Investment Blueprint Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build generational wealth whilst gaining total freedom from your business or job. That is what Property Investment Blueprint Podcast is all about. I am your host, Rahim Bah. In less than 5 years, I was able to start my property investment journey from zero to building a multi-million pound property investment portfolio that generates passive income that allows my wife and I to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I will share with you how to create wealth without creating a job. You will learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over seven figures all before the age of 30. If you want to learn all about low-risk property investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it. In this video, I'm going to share with you how I help investors buy properties for less than £100,000 that generate four figures every single month. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, smash the subscribe button because I talk about property investment, personal development, and how to gain financial freedom. In today's video, I'm going to share with you how I work with my investors to buy properties under £100,000 that generate them four figures every single month. Before we get going, I'd like to thank all the people that have subscribed to my channel. The channel is growing immensely. I thank you so much for making the channel what it is today and continuously help it to grow. We've done a research. We've noticed 45% of the people that have watched my video have not hit that subscribe button. If you are one of those, I kindly ask you to pause the video now and smash that subscribe button so you can join the family. Oh, welcome to the family. I'm super excited to have you here. Because you've subscribed to my channel, I promise to bring you valuable content, and I'm in the process of aligning investors, solicitors, lawyers, mortgage brokers, entrepreneurs, business people. I'm going to be interviewing them so they can share with you their golden nuggets, their reason for growing and expanding, and the reason behind all their success. But in today's video, I'm going to show you how I help my investors buy properties under £100,000 and make four figure every single month. You see, as a property investor, it's important for you to be able to have fine eye to look for properties that are under £100,000 that can generate you higher yield and return on your investment. Because end of the day, you want your money to work a lot harder for you instead of you working for it. Here's the reason why it is important to get properties like that. It is important to get properties below £100,000 because it allows you to buy multiple of properties almost at the same time, or it allows you to start without having to have lots of money to start your property investment journey. And the £100,000 I'm talking about here is not just to buy the house. The £100,000 is what you would use to buy the house, renovate the house, set the property out, and let the property out, and then make lots of make four-figure return on your investment every single month. Here's a mistake lots of property investors do, and they're not being able to acquire £100,000 properties because they're looking at the wrong location and they're looking at the wrong type of properties, and they're also looking at properties where there's so many competition and so many things going around there, they're not able to acquire these properties at £100,000. They end up buying those properties for over £100,000 only to have maybe £100 or £200 net profit every single month. So that's what I'm going to eradicate from this video. Hopefully, you can learn from that to ensure that you buy these sort of properties that will give you four-figure revenue every single month. So, how do we identify £100,000 property? The first thing you want to be looking at is to look at bigger cities. And then once you know your bigger city, the city that you want to invest in, find the small towns around that city. Find the small towns around that city and in a great location. The location is key because you want to make sure your property is located in a very prominent area, yet not expensive. Suppose you want to invest in Manchester. You don't want to go in Manchester, right in the middle of Manchester, because property prices are very expensive there. So where you want to be going is places like Barnsley, Burnley, Bolton, areas like that is where you may be able to pick properties up for £100,000 or less. Next is to look at the property type. What sort of properties are you looking to invest in? Are you looking for apartment? Are you looking for flat? Are you looking for a converted apartment, a property that was a house that was converted into flat? Perhaps you're looking for a purpose-built property. You don't want to be going all over the place looking for different sort of properties. The one that works really, really well for us is either mid-terrace house, end-terrace, or a semi-detached house. And believe me or not, there are lots of these properties out there that are under £100,000. Next, you want to look at the market trend. Are property prices going up in that area or in that city or near that city? If it is the case, you don't want to buy in that city. You don't want to move to that smaller town around that city, because guess what? Once the property prices goes up in Manchester, guess what? It spreads out to Greater Manchester. So that capital appreciation then impact all the other smaller cities around Manchester. Here are the five strategies that consistently help investors to buy high cash flowing property. So the first thing you want to do is to go to Rightmove. Rightmove is one of the biggest platforms out there. They have 95% of the market, of the property market. So you want to be hitting Rightmove the right way and the right time to get you to start looking for the properties that you are interested in. Next, once you hit Rightmove, you want to be looking for properties that requires renovation work. So what do I mean by that? You're looking for a property that needs some work in it, because our intention basically is to do the third strategy, is to go and add value to the property. So perhaps you're going to look for a property that is under £60,000, for example. You go and negotiate on that property. Perhaps you buy it for, say, £50,000. So once you bought it at £50,000, you then go and renovate that property, add value to that property, which is a third strategy. And then once you've done that, obviously then you're then going to remortgage that property at a higher value. Perhaps you're able to secure that property for £50,000, and then obviously you then invest another £40,000 to get the property set up nicely, decorated, do all the renovation work, maybe upgrade the bathroom, the kitchen, and all the amenities around the property. And then that enforces the value to maybe £110,000, £115,000. You then go and remortgage to put some of your investment out. So then guess what? What is the next thing you need to do? The next thing we do is to rent the property out. You may be thinking renting a property out in areas like that £100,000 property might not generate the four figures I'm talking about. You're absolutely right. If you go on to rent that property as a family let, of course, you will not be able to get the four figures I'm talking about. So what we then do, once we've done the work, we set the property up nicely, we use that property as a serviced accommodation. So instead of renting the property out, what we do, guess what? We use it as a serviced accommodation, as an Airbnb property, where the tenant would pay us on a nightly basis instead of waiting a whole month for a normal tenant to pay us. So let's now jump on Rightmove to see how I actually implement what I've just showed you to get you to buy properties below £100,000. Let's get to it. We do Rightmove here, Rightmove. And then we are in Rightmove. This is the first thing we need to do. Jump on Rightmove straight away. And then let's take a town in Greater Manchester. I would go for Burnley. Let's do Burnley. You do Burnley, then you hit search. So once you've hit search, it takes you to the log page. It takes you to Rightmove Cog. So what you now want to do basically is to increase your parameter slightly to 1 mile. And then you leave that minimum there. And then you want to be looking at £100,000 max. So if you put the £100,000 max, that then means that you can only get properties below that price, basically. So what you then do, obviously, you can do 2-bedroom or you can do 3-bedroom. I like to start with 3-bedroom just to test the waters and see how that works. And then what you then do, you hit the search button. So once you've hit the search button, you then look for properties that you want to add value to. Obviously, as an investor, you want to buy a property where you can add value, so you'll be able to recycle some of your money out, so you can go again buy more houses, okay? And with properties that requires work also, you don't have loads of competition around you. You're only competing with entrepreneurs and business people and property investors as well, meaning that price of the property will not shoot like crazy. So we then keep looking this way, keep looking. We kept looking, okay. You can see all these properties here are under £100,000. You keep looking for one that you could add value to. Perhaps you want to start this way first. You go for lowest properties first. There you go, that property there. Dahl Street, Burnley, B11. Requires loft to it. It's an end terrace house, remember? It's either mid terrace, end terrace, or semi-detached house. So this one here looks like an end terrace house. So what you now want to do, basically, you look at the photos just to see, yeah, this property requires a bit of loft to it. It needs value to be added in it, definitely. So what we then do, basically, we go back, we look at the location, where the property, is it close to a train station? Is it close to a good school? So what you then do, you're gonna then pop around down here. You look, wow, that looks good. It's near Burnley Manchester Road train station, literally 500 yards away. Burnley Central Station, 900 yards away. So we have an option of three stations, which is really good. And we're kind of okay with the schools as well. So now we've done that. Now we know that this sort of property, we can go and negotiate and try to buy it for maybe £50,000, okay? We buy that property for £50,000. Hopefully we know what we're doing, we negotiate on that, we then get the builders in to come and bring some love to the property. Get the property very nice and modern, amazing. It might cost you about maybe £40,000 to £50,000. So once you've done that work, the next step is the renovation. Once you've done the renovation, the next step would be to remortgage the property. If you know what you're doing, by then that property would have gone up in value. Let's now look at, if we've done this work, how much we may be able to rent this property out. Let's now see how much value this property would go up by if we were to complete the work. So what we now want to do basically is to try to have a random door number here. So let's put that road there. Let's just say number 15 or number 12 actually, so you click number 12. So we've got the postcode there. So what we're now going to do, we're going to go back here, right, pretend now we are looking for houses to buy. So we put that there, okay, so we hit that there, and then obviously then we're gonna do 1 mile radius, and we want to go and do at least from £60,000 because we've done some love to that property. And then obviously you do houses, and then you include on the offer sold, and then you see then how much you may be able to sell that property at. So you go down, you look for similar property to yours, okay, that you may be able to sell. Actually, in order for this to work for you, basically you just want to guesstimate how much you think your property would worth. So you reduce that to £150,000. So you scroll down, you look for terrace houses that are similar to your houses. This one looks similar to our house. This went for £149,000. And that one went for, this is very similar to our house. Let's see how much that property went up by. Let's see, it says similar end terrace house. Guess how much this property went for? It went for £145,000. That is an amazing deal. This property, you're likely even to recycle all your money out in this renovation work. So look at that property, it's been done up nice, to be modernized, obviously put an investment. With your property, buy it at 50,000, maybe spend another £45,000 to do the property up, and then the £10,000 would have been your legal fees, your stamp duty, and all the other stuff to get you to that £100,000. Is that making sense? Brilliant. And then you can then go and remortgage, and that property is likely to come back at £145,000. That is if you converted it into 5 bedroom. Suppose they did not convert it into 5 bedroom. Suppose they merely converted it into, let's say, a 2 bedroom. Yeah, that's another one here. Let's say we stick to the same thing. We did not add any other bedroom. You would be able to sell that property at £140,000, or you're able to remortgage that property at £140,000. £100,000, you spend £100,000, you went and remortgaged that property for £150,000. So you bought that property for £50,000, you spent £40,000 to fix that property, £10,000 for all your legal fees, all your stamp duty and your interest. So altogether you spend £100,000 to do that property. And that property came back at £140,000. You can go and remortgage. The bank will lend you 75% of the new value, which is £140,000. That amount would have been £105,000. Guess what? You pay yourself the £100,000 and you've got a £5,000 left over to do whatever you want to do with it. So that's what you do for looking at the property, for property that you could add value to. You do the work and remortgage. Let's not look really and truly what I've told you about to make that 4-figure. So we're not going to go and rent it to a normal tenant. So what we're going to do now is to go and rent it on the night. Let's now say, look at how much we may be able to make per night. So you go to booking.com. Suppose then We go to booking.com, we pretend like we're looking for a property like that here. We select that date, we go here, we pretend like we're traveling, and it's a 3-bedroom house, and let's say 3 adults are also traveling, and you look at that, you then see the result, how much you may be able to make it. So let's not be too ambitious, let's just filter that slightly. So let's say we are a holiday home, obviously, because it's an entrance house. One house there is going for £175 a night, and that's a 2-bedroom. Our one is a 3-bedroom, that's one day £158. There's another one here for £125, the other one here for £200, so on and so forth. Let's now say, basically, we only made £125 per night. So let's look at the figures then, okay? Let's say that's what we've done. So if we go here, okay, let's go here then. Let's now analyze it quickly. So our rental income per night is, let's say we're charging £100 per night. Obviously, we're not going to be able to rent that property every single day. Let's say then probably we only rent it, let's say 20 days of the month. He times that by 20 days. That gives you £2,500. Okay, let's say you've got your mortgage to pay, interest on your mortgage. Let's say you got that to be about £400. And then obviously you've got your cleaning cost. Let's say running cost. Let's say you've got your running cost of, let's say about maybe, let's say about £900. Let's say about £900. That then is the cost of running the whole business itself. So if you minus those figures from your £2,500, you're talking about £1,200 net profit every single month. That's what that £100,000 property will get you every single month. So if you look at that in an annual basis, in 12 month time, that property would have generated you £14,400. And we're only saying you rent that property 20 days a month, which is not even realistic. You can rent it way, 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 way longer than that. That's how you make your £100,000 work a lot harder for you. Hence the reason why sometimes I wonder why people work for people. Knowing strategies like this would absolutely transform your life. You'll never have to say, yes, boss, yes, sir. When do I go on holiday? Can I go on holiday? Can I go and visit my family? No, you'll never have to do that anymore. If you want to know how to implement things like this, obviously you want to educate yourself. You want to know the nitty and gritty behind it. You want to ensure that you're doing the right thing to minimize the risk of losing your £100,000. So I advise you to go and learn about it, develop your ideas about it, get someone to mentor you and coach you to ensure you elevate your property investment success. If you want that person to be me, there's a link on this description where you can book a one-to-one consultation with one of my consultants. They will learn about you, see if we are perfect fit. If you are, we'll invite you to one of our programs and share with you how you can actually implement things like this to make working as an option instead of an obligation, whilst you make money work for you instead of you working for it. I really hope this video has been helpful. If this video has been helpful, smash the like button below, subscribe to my channel for more amazing videos. I look forward to sharing your next one. That's all for today, and thanks to our guests for sharing their property investment journey with us. It has been a truly inspirational story to me, and I hope it has been an inspiration to you too to take the leap of faith to start or scale your property investment adventure. In the meantime, if you'd like to share your investment journey, I have made it really easy. Just go to rahimbad.com/guest, fill out a short questionnaire to sign up, and we will get in touch. Whilst you're there, sign up for my monthly newsletter to get your property investment news and updates, or connect with me in Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Rahim Bar, and TikTok, Rahim Bar 101. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash the like button and leave me a review wherever you're listening or watching from. I shall see you next time.